parts of the preseason, you know, the getting the team ready kind of part. I mean, what have you thought about that part of this preseason now that we're getting ready for games?
Wait, say that.
You talk about there's two parts of the preseason. There's a part where you're looking at the prospects, and then there's part where it's about the team, right? That part, now that you've completed your schedule.
Well, I think, you know, we had these three games. We were playing a common opponent, somebody we've seen. I think both teams are trying to look at players, and I don't think either coach, you know, coached it to, you know, we coached the games to put guys in situations to see where they were at. For, you know, the first game in Orlando, I thought we took some good steps forward. You heard my comments about the second game, but today, especially that third period, we started to look like a team, and we were doing all the right things we needed to, you know, what you're going to have to do in the regular season, we started doing. And so, you know, you talk about, you know, the last thing that's fresh in your head going into a game. That was the period I wanted to be fresh in our head. And so, overall, I'm pretty happy with the way things played out. Right in the middle.
Yeah, that's true. Johansson, obviously he's been thrown into the fire here, but you know, what have you thought about the way he's performed in those three starts? And even today, you know, he allows the first two, but really settles in after that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing for goalie, they got to be calm in the net. And I think both guys, you know, JJ and Tompkins, have been really calm in the net. They're letting pucks hit them, and then our guys are doing a good job in clearing those rebounds. And you know, sometimes you have to make, you know, that save we need, and he made those early in the first period. But the one thing for me, it just looks comfortable in there, and you know, you can tell on our bench they're pretty comfortable with, you know, either one of those guys in there. So good sign for me that there's, you know, he's not playing an uneasy game. And that's a good sign for him.
You've talked a lot about no matter who's there, it's about the way you guys play in front of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much have you, were you pleased actually with the way, especially in that third, it's a little bit in the second, that maybe you guys played in front of them?
We did. We played better in front of them. And yeah, hey, listen, they got some talented players. They're going to get some chances. But you go down, you mirror those two games together, and one game was, it was a shooting gallery, and tonight was, you know, kept a lot of stuff outside, and you know, when they got their chances, he was there for us. So, you know, it's not so taxing on the goalie when they're not seeing 50 shots. You know, you keep the team under 30 and you keep those great A's low, you give yourself a chance to win, and that's what we did tonight.
You've got another chance to look at Morello. What would have you kind of, you know, thought of him? Obviously,
his kid's gotten better with every game. Looks more comfortable out there. You know, the big thing is you look at the puck battles and he wins them. And it's, you know, sometimes when you're a little bigger and you can put yourself in those positions to win those battles. And you know, when he's got a big body, you have to be able to use it, and he does. And so he's, you know, he's definitely going to make decisions tough on us.
Thank you.